Welcome to The Motivated Mind, where I challenge you to expand your perspective on how to achieve a successful life through motivational lessons, reflections, and interviews with other motivated minds. Welcome back to The Motivated Mind, a top 100 health podcast, thanks to each of you. This is episode 392, and I'm your host, Scott Lynch. If I brought you any value, please be sure to leave a review, hit that subscribe or follow button, and please be sure to share the podcast. Thanks for making The Motivated Mind part of your story. Having spent over a decade in the cannabis industry, I've witnessed many consumers, myself included, grappling with the overwhelming abundance of options and information available, especially when it comes to navigating the thousands of cannabis strains. It's like navigating a maze. And driven by this challenge, my team and I embarked on a journey 4 years ago to change this narrative. Our goal was to provide consumers with the data and education necessary to make informed decisions, enhance their cannabis experience, and ultimately improve their lives. Today, I'm grateful and happy to announce that we've launched HashDash, the world's first personalized cannabis matching platform that leverages over 637,000 cannabis strain data points to match you with your favorite cannabis that aligns with your unique preferences. Our platform centers around three key pillars: matching, community, and education. All three are aligned with our mission of empowering cannabis enthusiasts and newcomers alike, transforming confusion into clarity in the vast world of cannabis consumption. Say goodbye to the guesswork. Discover, learn, and elevate your cannabis experience with HashDash. Sign up for free at HashDash.com and find your cannabis match. That's HashDash.com. Each year, 37% of American adults establish New Year's resolutions, with 87% expressing confidence in their ability to maintain them throughout the year. Surprisingly, though, only 9% of individuals who set resolutions actually achieve them. Research reveals that 23% abandon their resolutions by the end of the first week, and 43% give up by the end of January, resulting in a staggering 91% failure rate for New Year's resolutions. But why? Because of the high cost of discipline and the undervaluation of incentives. Discipline is overpriced, and incentives are underpriced. In other words, external motivators play a more significant role in shaping our behavior than internal discipline. For example, someone who announces they're going to run a marathon for charity has an incredible success rate. This gap exists purely because of incentives. The person announcing publicly they're going to run a marathon for charity faces powerful forces that act like a metaphoric gun behind their head. Now, what are these forces, you might be wondering? Well, things like the desire to be consistent, sunk cost fallacy, social shame, being seen as a good person, and lastly, a cause bigger than themselves. Discipline will almost always lose to incentives for good behavior and negative consequences for bad behavior. In 2021, I was only releasing one episode a week, which was already a lot of work, but I wanted to go bigger. I wanted to push myself. So on January 3rd, 2022, I decided to run a promo ad on my podcast telling you guys I was going to be releasing 2 episodes a week. I publicly made a promise to each of you. This incentivized me to deliver on that promise. On August 16th of last year, I committed to publicly incentivizing myself to engage in strength training every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Since then, I've utilized an app called Shred for my 3 weekly strength training sessions, sharing my workout stories publicly on the app. The supportive community on that platform serves as a motivating force, holding me accountable. In a similar fashion, I extended this public incentive to my ice baths, challenging myself to embrace the morning cold twice a week in between my strength training days and sharing the experience on Instagram stories. Lastly, I've incorporated weekly real-time updates on LinkedIn to showcase the ongoing progress of a platform that myself and my team has been relentlessly developing. This approach motivates us to stay focused on the bigger picture and tasks. These are just a handful of examples. Now, here's an outrageous example, but one that will get my point across. Let's say you set 3 New Year's resolutions. If you achieve them all, you would be awarded $1 million. But the consequence of failing was the death penalty. What percentage of completion would your New Year's resolutions have? If we make the reward and consequences big enough, something truly remarkable is born. 100x willpower. The ability to delay gratification. Resist short-term temptations in order to meet long-term goals. The capacity to override an unwanted thought, feeling, or impulse. So, here are some examples of incentive schemes to crack the code of unstoppable habits. Number 1, the ticking clock. Nothing kicks us in the ass more than hearing the second hand of the clock clicking away, reminding us that time is priceless and irreplaceable. That constant tick represents the fixed time we each have every day. The 24 hours that exist to accomplish whatever it is we want or aspire to achieve. And some of us squeeze that second hand of the clock for all it's worth every single day. In 2015, Elon Musk and Tesla wanted to build a vision system for Tesla Autopilot, but the challenge was that no one knew how. So Elon Musk reached out to a man named George Hotz, who famously was known for being the first person to hack the iPhone back in 2007 while he was still in high school, and a few years later made a similar exploit by hacking the PlayStation and releasing his code online. Basically, George was a genius, and Musk knew it. So he proposed to George the following to build a vision system for Tesla Autopilot. He'd receive a $12 million payment if it was delivered the next day. But for every month that passed where it was not delivered, the payment would be reduced by $1 million. This diminishing reward over time amplified the urgency. It created a sense that the value of the reward was slipping away with each passing moment. Now, sure, you're most likely not facing a $12 million bonus offer, but if you had an incentive scheme where dollars disappear like a ticking clock each minute, would you really need discipline? Let me answer that for you. Probably not. Procrastination would not be possible. Success is determined by our speed of action. If we can diminish the length of time between actions, we become unstoppable. You may already know about my private coaching program, which offers tremendous benefits. However, there's another approach worth exploring: group coaching. This type of coaching emphasizes systems thinking, fostering skills in reflection, reframing, questioning, problem solving, and time management, all on top of encouraging relationship building and dismantling internal silos. Well, I'm thrilled to introduce my group coaching program, where we'll meet twice a month, every first and third Friday, for 45-minute video sessions. Prior to each session, I'll present a key theme and a thought-provoking question of the week. During our sessions, I'll share insights, hacks, and methods related to the week's topic, fostering a free-flow conversation where questions and personal experiences are welcomed. After each session, you'll receive engaging assignments linked to the theme. These assignments will be shared on our group coaching Discord channel, allowing everyone to provide feedback and engage in a dynamic, interactive experience. Join me for a coaching experience that blends strategic insight and meaningful connections by clicking the link in the show notes. I'm excited to announce that I've teamed up with Supercast to create a more robust and easy-to-access premium membership platform for listeners of this podcast, which will replace my current paid subscriber program through Spotify. Starting in January 2024, by subscribing to the Motivated Mind Plus, you will get access to a range of exciting perks, including access to two exclusive bonus episodes every month across all platforms now, ad-free listening across all platforms and new episodes, access to my members-only Discord channel, and exclusive discounts on my courses and premium newsletter subscription on Substack. All of this is available to you for only $5.99 a month. And don't worry, you can still listen to my regular two episodes per week for free forever. This transition will enable me to offer a wider range of features and benefits, all aimed at enhancing your engagement with my content, including being able to now access bonus episodes across Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcast platforms. Most importantly, your subscription directly supports the podcast and the content I create by making future shows possible. Click the link in the show notes to subscribe today. Number 2, the tattoo. In 2023, popular YouTuber Mr. Beast woke up and realized he didn't like the way he looked, stating in a podcast interview, "Woke up and realized I was obese, so I started lifting and walking 12,500 steps a day." But there was an issue. Mr. Beast kept skipping workouts. So, in true Mr. Beast fashion, he created a bet with another YouTuber. If one of them skipped a workout, they had to get a tattoo of the other person. And this wasn't just a handshake. Both him and the other YouTuber signed a binding contract. And guess how many workouts they skipped that year? Zero. Now, of course they had rest days, but the days they were scheduled to work out, they missed zero of them. Mr. B stated, "You're okay to have a day off. It's like an actual part of your program. So I occasionally have rest days. But for the most part, the last 310 days, we've worked out every single day and we've held each other accountable and it's been awesome." A huge part of habit success is just breaking the initial state of starting and being consistent. Once we break through the crust of this initial state, it becomes part of our lives. It becomes part of our routine and lifestyle. as you think about mastering new habits, nailing your goals, and transforming your life, you need to consistently remind yourself, discipline is overpriced and incentives are underpriced. Things that usually outperform discipline are things like accountability, publicly announced deadlines, betting money with friends on an activity, habit, or goal, raising money for charity, or having a coach or accountability partner to report to. Now, I want to be clear. I think discipline is critical, but the issue is that most people don't have discipline. They easily fall back on their old and poor habits. And so while discipline might work for some, maybe 10% of the population, there's another 90% that needs something else. And that's incentives. Discipline is a candle flame. Incentives and consequences are a nuclear reactor. Remember, 91% of people fail with their New Year's resolutions, which means 91% of people are solely relying on discipline. Discipline is failing them. If anything in life had a failure rate of 91%, you'd be sprinting in the other direction faster than Usain Bolt. Imagine if a surgeon had a failure rate of 91%. Imagine if condoms had a failure rate of 91%. Imagine if commercial airlines had a failure rate of 91%. The definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again while expecting different results. If you want to crack the code of unstoppable habits, switch the game you're playing and start leveraging incentives. Thanks for listening to The Motivated Mind with your host, Scott Lynch. I hope you enjoyed my deep dive into cracking the code of unstoppable habits. If you did, share it, shout it out on social media, or drop a rating and review. Stay connected with me on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and TikTok at Motivated Scott. Don't forget to join me every Monday and Thursday for new episodes. I love you all, and thanks so much for listening. The Motivated Mind is a Legacy Division.